Falling Apart. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's very strange, but suddenly the badge of a true Republican is not to support Donald Trump. Even candidates who pledged in writing to support the nominee are reneging on the grounds they have to save their party. What they don't seem to realize is that Trump is doing what he does best. He just bought their building and he's kicking out the tenants so the renovations can start. That's how gentrification works. Oh, there's a lot of huffing and puffing about how he's not a true conservative on the issues, but as it turns out, there are millions of Trump supporters who find even conservative panel discussions boring. They just want their country back, by which they mean America the way it used to be, when the world respected and feared us. It was safe to go out. People had enough money. Kids behaved in school. You could tell ethnic jokes. And there were three TV networks, two loving parents, and only one God. And yes, I can hear you saying, stop stringing us along, because if you look at the lineup of red and blue states, there's no way Trump gets the 270 electoral votes he needs to win.
We have it starting right now with Hillary Clinton with 304 electoral votes, well over the 270.
Yes, Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report did say on CBS's Face the Nation, Trump can't win.
There are not enough white working class voters, even in Rust Belt states.
And she sounds very smart and very confident. And when you hear smart, confident people saying there is no way Trump can win, I think by now we understand what that means. Make sure your birth certificate is in order and within reach. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.